Another huge event is about to happen up in the sky, the super moon, at 8:37 a.m. ET, January 31st. Get out your cameras, get out your smartphones, let's have some fun and photograph the full total lunar eclipse, super moon, and blue moon. I've got tips for how to get the best shots. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You are listening to Talking Tech. Now, your best opportunity is with the digital SLR because your smartphone can get the photo, but it will not be as striking because the DSLR and the proper lens does a better job of zooming in on the moon. However, if you're willing to scramble and get some quick accessories for the smartphone, you will have a better chance at quality photos, though I will say smartphone time-lapse. We'll get to that in a second. Let's begin with DSLR. Any model from entry level like the Canon Rebel, Nikon D3300, or Sony A-series and higher up is just fine. You'll need a telephoto lens, the longer the better. Many photographers have short zooms, which bring them from 24 millimeter wide angle to 100 millimeter telephoto, which is good for everyday photography, but not at zooming in on a planet. That's just 238,900 miles from Earth. For that, you'll need a big, longer lens in the neighborhood of 400 millimeter, 500 millimeter, or 600 millimeter. Those are the types pros use to shoot sports. If you have access to a teleconverter, you can screw it onto the back of your lens to effectively double the focal length and get you a little closer to the action. Beyond the lens, a tripod is a must to keep the camera steady. You can buy a cheap model tonight at Walmart, Target, or Best Buy, starting at around $25. If you have access to a shutter release, this is also a good accessory to have. It allows you to open the shutter for exposures longer than the usual range of 1/60th or 1/25th of a second, say for a minute or two, and it brings in more light and stars. Lighting. Crank the ISO down to 100 or 200. The moon will be very bright. Try a range of shutter speeds. Do the traditional 1/60th and 1/25th to stop the action, and try the 1 minute, 2 minute slow shutter as well. Look at the difference. The great thing about digital is you can tell what's working and what's not on the spot. Composition. Get the moon into your shot by juxtaposing it against a landmark, whether that be a body of water, downtown buildings, an iconic neighborhood sign. This will show the uniqueness of the moon at its best. I'll be photographing the moon over the Manhattan Beach Pier. You knew it. Look for my photos on Facebook later on January 31st. Let's talk about the smartphone. You can zoom in on your smartphone, but not really. It's all marketing malarkey. The digital zoom is in reality just a crop of your image, and even with that, the moon is still going to look really tiny on your smartphone. Now, it won't get you the shot DSLR photographers and their big lenses can produce, but the Alloclip accessory telephoto lens will get you a little closer on your iPhone. Ditto for the moment lenses for the Samsung Galaxy line. The Alloclip promises 2x zoom, so if you place it over the iPhone 7 Plus, 8 Plus, or iPhone 10, which have two cameras, on the secondary 50mm portrait lens, it will get you to 100, which still is not good enough. Most DSLR photographers will be dragging 400mm and 600mm lenses out there, so while the smartphone will get you a little closer, your shot will still pale in comparison. So again, my best smartphone tip is to go time-lapse. The moon will look small in your smartphone photos, but you can still present a great picture of what happened by going time-lapse video and watching the moon get brighter and brighter over a compressed period of time. Your tools for making the time-lapse, this is easy. You just need, again, a tripod and a smartphone adapter to fit the unit atop the tripod. You'll be able to find these tonight at Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. The iPhone has a specific camera mode for making time lapses, while on Samsung Galaxy phones, it's called Hyperlapse. The Google Pixel doesn't have this, so you'll need to download the Time Lapse app on Google Play. The basic rule of thumb of shooting time lapses is the longer the better. A 2 minute recording of a time lapse will only get you seconds of footage. Record for an hour on the iPhone, for instance, and you'll get less than 1 minute of footage, depending upon the frame rate chosen and model of the phone. However, 60 seconds of a time lapse isn't short, but in fact long in internet sharing time, and leaves you plenty of time to tell your story. In rapid succession, you'll watch the sky light up with the moon's glow in a way you just wouldn't see on a normal day. Now, again, I'm going to shoot both stills and a time lapse because why not? Just put the camera in place, compose a shot, and then let it record. During that time, I can also be working on stills on another camera. Now, once the sun comes out, go share your photos and videos on social media and get there early. Expect to see a lot of different takes on our moon from across the world. It will be a January 31st to remember forever. Have questions about time-lapsing, photographing the moon? Hit me up on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. As always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which really helps more people find the show. And stick with USA Today for the latest.